days, assets of the royal house were dwindling and the price of the bread was too high to be afforded by the peasants. Government imposed very high taxes on the people to recover the losses, which seemed to be unaffordable. This angered the people more. The people showed their frustration towards the government through strikes, theft and riots. The French Revolution had uprooted the monarchy and feudal system. People wanted sovereignty and absolute rights. Trail of events in French Revolution. Historians have blamed King Louis XVI to have laid the groundwork of the French Revolution. The period of ancient regime, which began in Middle Ages and lasted till 1792, was the time of kings and feudal lords. This phase is considered as the time when the framework of the revolution was built. Besides the ancient regime, there were other reasons too. Ancient regime. Monetary crunch. When Louis XVI came to the throne, France was already going through monetary problems. The nearing bankrupt situation of country was because of its involvement in the Seven Years' War and then the American Revolution. And Robert Jacques Turgot, who was the then finance minister of France, was dismissed when he was unable to ratify restructurings in the financial structure of France. Jacques Necker was given the position of Comptroller General of Finance the following year after Turgot's dismissal. Necker understood that the tax system of the country was too harsh and the lower classes were unable to bear it. The clergy and nobility, however, enjoyed several exemptions. He disputed the tax exemptions for the clergy and nobility should be abridged. He suggested that borrowing money would solve the monetary problems of the country. At an occasion, he also said that the powers of the parliament should be restricted. The king's ministers did not appreciate his actions. Necker wanted to take the position of a minister, but the king refused and removed Necker. The new comptroller appointed was Charles-Alexandre de Calonne. Calonne was not serious about his work initially, but he soon understood that the financial position of the country was in a bad state, which required immediate action, a new tax code. In the new proposal, Calonne added a steady land tax, which meant that the clergy and aristocrats would have to pay tax. Nobody was willing to agree to Calonne's proposal, and there was much opposition. Calonne called for the assembly of notables, who did not approve his offer, and instead his position was at stake. The king called for the Estates General for May 1789. The Estates General hadn't been called for since 1614. Summoning the Estates General signaled that the Bourbon of monarchy was in trouble. Estates General of 1789. The Estates General is a general assembly which represents the French estates of realm, a method of division of the society from the ancient regime times. There were three estates which comprised of the clergy, the nobility and remaining France. Elections were conducted in 1789. All French-born males of third estate with a minimum age of 25 who paid taxes and lived in the place where the elections were about to be held had the right to vote. There were around 1,000 Catholic clergy in the first estate. The second estate had 400,000 women and men, and most of them were nobles. The third estate represented local officers and lawyers, landowners, and some were in industry or different types of trades. Around 1,201 representatives came up, which comprised of 291 nobles, 610 third estate members and 303 clergy. The Cahiers des Doléances was compiled, which was the Book of Grievances, and the book consisted of many thoughts which were to support the monarch government. In the beginning, people thought the Estates General would help in improving the taxes. Verification of powers was the first on the list of the Estates General. But all the three estates failed to have a successful discussion together. The discussion diverted from taxes to organizing a legislature separately. A Catholic clergyman and theorist, Abbé Sieyès, said that the third estate, who were now addressed as communes, should continue with verification and asked the other two estates to take part too. They should, however, not wait for them. June 13th.